Davis. ProFlowRadio.com.
Go! ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in audio.
You go!
Hit it with FoFoFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah!
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for show. www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for show. Pro Flow for show. Pro Flow for show.
Check this out.
Yo, y'all already know who it is, man. Rain 910, 9-Dime. And right now, you rocking with Mad Max. You know we got that Pro Flow leader.
All right, so I'm sitting here chilling with my homeboy, Rain 910. Rain 910, my man, MMG all day. Can you tell the audience, like, if you can introduce yourself and let them know who you are, what you represent?
Well, like you said, my name is Rain 910. I'm an artist slash writer slash music producer. Some might even call me a motivational speaker, but, you know, I'm just a young dude just trying to get my art out. That's it.
Yeah, that's for sure. I checked you out. Talent is obvious, and it's a reason why you've gotten where you are at right now in the game as well as in life. Where's the best place they can find you at on the internet?
On the internet, Instagram. I'm always on Instagram, but it's like Rain910 on Instagram, or Rain910, however you want to say it, but it's Rain910, Rain910 on Instagram, yeah.
All right, so where does your start come from, the city you come from, the state you come from?
I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's where I was born and raised at. I spent a lot of time in New York, but I'm at Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yeah, I see the 646 number, that New York number, so I definitely represent New York, North Carolina, all that good stuff, man. It's all good. You know,
yeah, all my family is from New York. My mother's from the Bronx, my father's from Brooklyn. But we ended up in North Carolina back in the 80s because my father was on the run. And that's how I ended up being born in Fayetteville. So I'm like the only one, me and my younger brother is the only ones from the family who was actually born outside of Fayetteville, I mean outside of New York.
That's what's up, man. So, you know, get straight to the juice of the story, you know what I'm saying? I've seen that you were picked up by, of course, everybody know MMG. Everybody knows Maybach Music Group. Can you tell the audience, you know, how you got started with MMG?
Oh, man, shout out to my man GDK. My man GDK made that happen. He linked me up with Ross. And I got a chance to play some music for Ross, and it has been on since then, man. Ross is a real good dude, and, you know, if he believes in you, he'll do music with you, he'll vibe with you, he'll bring you out to the shows, and, you know, let you get your look. It's really up to you what you do with it.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you proved yourself already, but you obviously are in a position to prove yourself even more at this point.
Yeah, so now it's like, you know, I proved myself to my core fans. Now I gotta kind of try to fool myself to his.
How'd you get started with doing music in general?
Well, I've been making music since I was like 9 years old. I used to listen to like old, like Illmatic, Nas songs, and like It Ain't Hard to Tell. I remember I used to take It Ain't Hard to Tell and like try to rewrite it just to see what it looked like on paper. And then once I seen how it looked, because I always like the sound of the music, but I just was always curious to see how do they do that. And once I seen how it looked, it was like my blueprint on getting started. Like, okay, so this is how it's supposed to look. Now that I know how it looks, I have a starting point. Now it's just trying to create the sound. And, you know, I was just trying to rhyme my words in that same pattern. So take the same pattern from It Ain't Hard to Tell and just change the words so it's mine, but keep it flow. And that's how I started writing rhymes, mimicking other artists.
It's funny that you had mentioned Illmatic, because when I first heard your music, that was the first person I thought about.
That's dope.
I was like, Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, like, I wasn't even going to mention the name, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, damn, this dude remind me of that Nas flow, you know, where it's, like, sophisticated, it's smooth, and you really can't top that, you know what I'm saying?
People, a lot of people compare me to Nas, and that's some scary shit, you know what I'm saying? Because Nas, to me, is the greatest at putting words together and telling stories. And that's like the pinnacle. That's where niggas don't even think they could even be. A lot of rappers don't even think they could reach that level, so they'll downplay it. And I've always aspired to reach that level. And as a kid, to reach that level of like Nas and Rakim and Kool G Rap and niggas like that.
It was crazy because, like, you know what I'm saying, your boy Prince, he hooked me up with an interview. And so I was like, let me go check out Rain, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the website. Went to the YouTube. First thing I saw was that Funk Flex freestyle or that Funk Flex performance you did. And I was like, dude, you started so cool. He was like, you were so mellow with it at first, right? By the middle of the song, I'm like, man, I need to, like, a lot of people need to hear this because a lot of dudes are slacking and you came with like so much content. It was intellectual. It was grimy, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy, man. So, and it's official, though. It's not like you're making it up, you know what I'm saying? It's obvious that you're living life. It's obvious.
Hell yeah. You know, and that's the whole thing, just keeping it real, keeping it raw, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't do that no more. It's like everything is, like, so watered down, and people are satisfied with the minimum. And when the listener gets satisfied with the minimum, the artist get used to delivering the minimum. We ain't delivering the minimum over here. You know what I'm saying? We not gonna do that. And I'll be doing a disservice to the people if I gave y'all the minimum. I'll be doing a disservice to a nigga like Ross who's putting his stamp on me to give him the minimum. So every time I go in the studio, I'm trying to write the best shit I ever wrote. I'm trying to come up with the craziest shit I could come up with and deliver the best shit. We ain't shooting for mediocre over here. That's not the case. We want to win, and we want to win by pushing the culture and reinventing the wheel. You feel me?
All day. What got you started with doing music from day one?
Just hearing, like, my older brother. He used to come through with, like, old mixtapes and shit, like DJ Ron D, DJ Doo-Wop, even, like, the Funk Flex tapes, the Clue tapes. Kids play, like, when I was young, playing that shit, and I always liked the freestyles. Like, the songs is dope. I used to love hearing niggas' songs, but just to hear other rappers rapping on other people's beats, it sounded competitive, like, I'm gonna do this better than you did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was, like, amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these dudes is really going at it and trying to be the best, trying to make better shit than the people that did it before them, and that's where I got my start at.
It's crazy, man, because, like, a lot of people want to be in your position. You know, everybody dreams of hooking up with Ross. Everybody dreams of hooking up with individuals that have turned the success story into something that is deeper than just itself. It's deeper than just music. It's deeper than just the life that you've experienced. You're touching people's lives at this point. And it's amazing that you're doing it. You know, what advice would you give to individuals that want to be in your shoes right now?
Just don't stop, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know where the finish line is at. That's the tricky thing about music. Is you don't know where that success level is at. So success is really whatever you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? It's based on that particular person. So I never felt like I wasn't successful. Before linking up with Ross, I felt like I was that nigga already. I felt like the dudes that was in the game couldn't mess with my pen. And that's what kept me going. So I'm like, they can't write better than me. I don't care if they got more money than me. Hip-hop culture isn't built off of money. It's built off of the nicest. And I always felt like I was technically nicer than these dudes. You know what I'm saying? So I never stopped. So my advice to anybody is to believe in yourself, perfect your craft, and the better you get at it, the more you feel like this world owes you, that y'all owe me. You know what I'm saying? With the work and the time I put into this, and the effort I put into it, and the perfection I put into it, the people owe me at least to listen, at least to tell somebody about me. You might not, you don't even have to buy it, but you owe me that. You owe me to put me into the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And that's success. And as long as I keep reaching that over and over and keep gathering new fans and new supporters, I'm good. So my whole thing is whatever, find out what your level of success is, set that goal and meet it.
So when it comes to MMG and the role they're playing for you right now, what can the fans look forward to? The album, the single, what's next?
Man, just look forward to what I've been doing, releasing music, but just on a higher platform now. On a platform where more people will be able to get a hold of me. The people who've been listening to me and been knowing who I was, you know, they already know how this goes. They know I'm going to put out some dope mixtapes, a dope album, some dope freestyles. I'm going to do some, I'm going to have some cool-ass interviews. I'm going to drop some knowledge. I'm going to give some game. So the people who've been knowing me, they could just expect more of that. And the people who are just getting to know me, you know, they'll be able to expect some good music as well, some freestyles from a fresh artist who they never heard of before. You know what I'm saying? So we're just using MMG's platform and the big homie Royce platform to continue doing what we've been doing.
Now, MMG always got good production, you know what I'm saying? They got some real good stuff going on, like everybody know that. I know that labels, you know, when you get to that level, you know, there's a certain standard of a format of how the artist gets produced. When should the fans be looking for a way to be able to purchase your music?
Well, I got music out already that can be purchased. That's what I'm saying. So everything that they could do, we're just doing the same thing I've been doing. We're not changing the formula. We're just doing it on their platform. But my last album, Who the Fuck Are You to Tell Me Anything, that I dropped this year, it's out on all digital platforms. You can go buy it. The album I put out another album this year called Till Death Do Us Part. It's available on all digital platforms. You can go purchase it. You know what I'm saying? So I think the only difference this time, well, it might be like hard copies available whenever I get around to doing the album.
Of course.
And as far as the production, I make most of my beats. I handle the majority of my production.
That's amazing. That's why they picked you up, because you're like a multi-talented all-in-one, which is the new game now. It's like, if you can't do it all, then you need to just quit. You know what I'm saying? Literally, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But
you can look. Hopefully, you can look forward to Ross rapping on some of my beats. The other artists at MMG rapping on some of my beats. DJ Sam Sneak, you can look forward to him rocking a few joints on some of my beats. And, you know, just me being able to bring something to that table.
Great, bro. So let me ask you, when you first was getting the opportunity to get at this level, did you get nervous at all when you were in the process of meeting these individuals?
Nah, because I've been working with big names forever. Like, I've worked with Dr. Dre for years. You know what I'm saying? I've written music with Dr. Dre out in Cali for the Detox Project and for other projects for years. I've worked with J. Cole on his first two albums, close to him. I've worked with a lot of people. Corey Guns, when he first got signed to Def Jam, up into his Young Money project. I've been working with him my whole life. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? So it's never been like no nervousness. It's just like knowing that, all right, these people of a certain caliber, we gotta deliver. Like I produced a lot of songs for Jim Jones' upcoming album. And, you know, it's no nervousness. It's just knowing, okay, these are dudes that are in the game. They're doing their thing. You got to deliver. And that's nothing. I deliver at home by myself when I'm making beats by myself. So when I'm with them, I'm going to give them the same shit I got. I'm going to make sure it's just as hot.
Well, with the experience that you have, and you said you've been out for a minute. You've been doing this for a minute, man. You've watched the game change. You've watched things shift here, there, different areas of the world.
I'm like a young veteran.
Yeah, of course, man. Got the stripes and everything. Whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
You listen to music. You know what it's about. You've been in the game. You helped to produce the sound that it is right now. You know, you've helped to create things. But what is like your opinion about the industry right now. What is your opinion, you know, how it's like Atlanta rap, you know, you got, you know, West Coast really got a, they took the back burner right now, but like Atlanta, the down south music thing is going, it's going down. But what makes a good MC to you?
Well, the biggest, one of the biggest artists in the game is from the West Coast, Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey is killing it on the West Coast independently. The South is killing it. You got Chance the Rap out of Chicago. It's very diverse. You got Cardi B, who had the number one record to be out of New York. I love the fact that all these different regions are getting a look. And, you know, I love the fact that the internet exists and a dude could be at his house and create a hit record and never have to travel to New York or Atlanta or Cali to these major cities to meet with anybody from a label. They can make a hit record from their home. I love the fact that it's open like that. You know what I'm saying? I just wish that some of these artists start playing with different sounds, because on the production tip, a lot of it does sound like Atlanta-driven music, strip club-driven music. I wish we could bring some of that G-funk back. You know what I'm saying? The L.A. was doing. Bring some of that New York boom back, golden era sound back. Let's bring some of that chopped and screwed shit that Texas is doing. I just want to hear a more diverse sound rather than just everybody from these different areas rapping on the same type of beat.
So, well, you're already helping that happen right now.
Yeah.
You're helping that happen right now. What do you want to see with your own personal success and your own personal journey and the travel that you're going to take? Is there going to become whatever you want them to be, and you're already creating that? What do you want to see with yourself?
I just want to just keep going, man. Like, I got a lot to talk about, a lot of ideas. And 24 hours in a day is not enough, man. I be trying to really get stuff out. Like, I'm sitting here, I be having anxiety because I have so much to talk about. And I'm in the studio. I work more than the average person should. I'll be in the studio making 10 beats in a day, 5 songs, and still fight and sleep because I got more ideas to get out. So I just want to be able to get all these ideas out, man, so I can just leave it with the people.
Are you able to talk about that video shoot you was working on?
Shit, I did a video yesterday for the song I got called What Up Whoa. That should be dropping soon. And then today I did a video shoot for the song I got called Teardrop. And I'm going to try to shoot 3 more before the weekend comes. You know what I'm saying? Before Sunday. So I'm just trying to get a bunch of visuals out, because I'm back home right now. I live in New York, but I'm from Fayetteville, NC, and I'm back in Fayetteville, NC. And the whole city came out to support yesterday. It was raining outside, and people still came out and showed support and stood outside in the rain while I shot this video. And it was dope. And I just want to make sure, you know, the city don't feel left out with what I'm doing. Because a lot of people get on and don't come back here. Or when they do come back here, they don't come fuck with the people in the city. They come back here when it's quiet, in these desolated areas where ain't nobody at. And that ain't right. We trying to put on for the city. And the only way we're going to do that is by touching the people.
Yeah, man, it sounds like things are moving forward for you. I mean, he's tall, working with Dre and J. Cole. You know, so that's one thing about Prince. Every time he hit me with an interview, I'm never really ready for it because I don't even know who I'm dealing with. But, I mean, your talent is crazy, man. That freestyle you did on Funk Flex, man, I mean, where did that come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you go to the studio to get things moving, like, where do you go and how do you create what you create? Like, what's your process?
I just kick everybody out in the zone. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like people being in the studio when I'm recording too much. You know what I'm saying? They can come in and listen when it's done. While I'm creating, I create by myself. I don't write nothing down. I just think of these rhymes in my head, and I just try to match the words together in the most creative way and keep the substance. Because a lot of these artists have dope substance and they have a lot to talk about, but they'll sacrifice the wordplay in order to get the substance out. And then you have some artists who have incredible wordplay, but they'll just rhyme anything just to get the rhymes out. So the difficult part of what I be doing is trying to really make sure the wordplay is at 100 along with the substance. And that's I feel like is what stands out the most when you listen to me. as an artist.
How does your family feel about your success?
My mom, she be jumping off. She jump off the wall anytime anything happens.
Yeah.
The smallest thing. Like, she be like, oh, yo, I seen somebody tweet about you. And I'm like, who? Oh, some person? And she just gets hyped. She don't care if it's Dr. Dre or if it's Joe Schmo from around the corner. You know what I'm saying? She just happy that the nigga ain't in the streets no more. Because I was in the streets heavy. I was hustling. I was carrying guns. I was taking drugs. I was selling drugs. I was doing all kind of shit. And, you know, a lot of my friends got killed. Most of my friends are in jail. And, you know, the sad part about this right now is that now that this is happening and all of this shit is becoming a real life thing and it's not a dream, they not even here with me. I got friends names tatted on me that I'm never gonna see again. I got friends in the feds that's on 50 years. They ain't never coming home. You know what I'm saying? So this shit ain't as fun for me as it is for everybody else. Everybody else is like an exciting thing and, oh, you made it, you made it. But I be feeling sometimes like, shit, what's it all worth if I can't share with the people I meant to share with to begin with? But at the end of the day, I just keep my mind focused on the art and just know that it's other people that were in my position that I might be able to save through the music. Maybe they can slow down when they hear what I'm doing and that'll make them lean more towards the music rather than the street. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But it's worth a fucking shot.
Well, you know, a lot of people be hating on rappers in quotations, you know what I'm saying? Like, folks be like, okay, well, he's just a dude from the street, you know, he got some raw talent or whatever. So what would you say to a fan that love hip hop, but they don't understand why you had to do the things you did or what put you in the situation that got you where you're at? What do you say to those individuals?
Man, I mean, you know, life is all about perspective and how you look at it. So if they feel that way, they right. If they feel like, oh, that's all you are, then from your perspective, that's what it is. I'm not here to change your perspective. But that's too much work for me. You know what I'm saying? But my work is to just cater to the people who does understand and try to make sure they can find some light and some motivation and some inspiration from what I'm doing. The people that don't get it, if they come around, they come around. But if not, it's too much work to try to convince everybody that what I'm doing is right and what I had to go through is justified. It's too much. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to cater to the people who get it.
Well, to the people that get it, what you want them to know about you?
I want them to know that I'm as real as they come. And when I say that, I don't mean like a real nigga, like, oh, I've been through this, I did that, and that makes me tough. Nah. I'm as real as they come, meaning whatever experience I ever went through, I'm going to share it with you as honest as possible. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to glorify nothing. I'm going to give it to you straight raw. That way you can take what you got to take from it. So when you listen to me, just know you're getting it all the way 100. You're not getting somebody who's glorifying shit like, hey, man, go do this, go do that. This is the only way, because it ain't the only way. You can go get a job and work a 9-to-5. And if you want to be a rapper, take that money and put it into your studio time. You don't have to do what you don't have to go through what I went through. I went through what I went through because I was young and misguided. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame nobody for that. And I'm not telling nobody this is how it needs to be done. This is not how it needs to be done. It's okay to go ask for favors. It's okay to find people to lean on. Me growing up, I didn't want to do that. I felt like that made me look like a punk asking for a favor or less than a man looking for a favor and having somebody to lean on. But truth be told, we all get to where we get through collaboration on any level. Working with people, sharing ideas, networking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might have a lot to say, but if you don't open this platform for me, how do I get it to the people? You know what I'm saying? I can't say, oh, it's just me. It ain't just me. Just like you might have this platform, but if you ain't got nobody to come up here and talk, then what's the use of it? You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is just collaborate with people, don't, you know, vibe with people and just understand it. You know, I don't got all the answers, but the answers I do have, I can give them to you.
That's the truth, man. You got to preach the way you preach, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own sermon, and everybody has their own experience, and there's a lot of people out here that need to hear your voice. Where did the name Rain come from?
It represents a new beginning. It represents growth. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, rain, nothing can grow without rain. And that's what I represent. I represent growth. I represent new beginnings. I represent evolving, moving forward, starting new, refreshing, constantly refreshing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I chose that name and chose to run with it.
Yeah, rain does a lot. Like you said, it makes things grow. It cleans the earth. You know, it's necessary in life. You can't have life without rain. You know, the water, the H2O is ain't no joke. I wanted to ask you, where does the 910 part come from, too?
910 is the area code for Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's it. Man.
That's it.
All right, bro. So, you know what I'm saying?
Anytime I'm around the world, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, this person, he's from here, but he don't rep the city. He don't rep the city. This one, I always rep the city. It's part of my name. So even if I forget to mention it, I'm mentioning it. When they say my name.
Yeah, that's an illmatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Walk around
man.
With that attached to it.
What? That's what's up, man. So, I think we covered pretty much everything, man. You know, this is very, I listen to your music, bro. I was very impressed. I'm very, very critical when it comes to just music in general, and if a person can't make me say ooh, like make me want to stop trying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you did that, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, it's the truth, man. You know, I've been doing music myself for a minute. I got this radio show for a reason, but like, you know what I'm saying, I realized that there's a lot of talent out here, and I might not be the best at everything. I'm going to do what I do best, but there's so much talent out here, and you are an individual that has extreme talent.
Thank you, man.
Your flow, you know, you're good, bro. Your flow is like, it's a new age Nas, except it's got the elements of Tupac. It's got the elements of Maybach. It's got the elements of a lot of individuals that have conquered or are conquering, you know. So I just got much respect for you. I hope everything is going to work out for you. I mean, it's already working out for you. You already did your thing, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, I want you to get everything you get out of everything. So you have any shout outs for anybody that's been supporting you?
Man, shout out everybody. Shout out all my family in New York. You know, shout out all the family in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Shout out Maybach Music. Shout out all my fans and supporters, man. Well, shout out all the DJs that make this possible.
With you doing Maybach now, are you able to work with other artists? Can they hit you up or they got to go through the label?
Yeah. Hit me up on Instagram. Instagram is the easiest way to contact me. I always check that shit. So,
I know it ain't free, though. I know it ain't free.
Nah, it can't be free, you know what I'm saying? Shit gonna cost, but, you know, it's gonna cost more later. Might as well get it now.
Big bro, just tell the audience whatever you want. This is your time right now.
Now, y'all already know, man, my movement is Live Fast, Die Young, LFDY, that's my movement. And, you know, shout out to Maybach Music. That's the cohort, you know what I'm saying? That's who we collaborating with to get this movement popping and get this movement out there. And it's just, we doing it for the city, one time for the Ville. Yo, y'all already know who it is, man. Rain 910, 9Dime. And right now you rocking with Mad Mac. You know we got that pro flow. See that.
I'm about to go boosie boo. About to tell all my shooters shoot. I don't give a fuck who they lose. Bitches know what my jewelry new. Niggas know that my toolies shoot. I'm back moving how I used to move. I'm about to start smacking too. I don't give a fuck who is who. I don't give a fuck who they knew. So what? In the Louis store with some Gucci shoes. My cup on me, I'm groovy. Two perks in it like I usually do. Cars going live, some brand new hoes going live, running around clip, I'm going live. That money make you feel so alive. Don't bother, don't bother. Bitch, I'm about to go drop. Same rain from the back block. Made my name from the crack pot. Leave your brains on the black top. It's so a shame when that bag drop. New cars like Matchbox. New safe with a stash stock. Bomb proof with the latch lock. Y'all play tough on them laptops. It's all sweet till it's mad shots. And you gotta cover your grandpops. Brand new cars going live. I'm going live. That money make you feel so alive. Don't bother. Nah. Bitch, I'm about to go Rick Ross by Wing, stopping in six more right after I get these bricks off. Bitch, I'm about to go Chris Paul. This rocket, I'll let this bitch off. This shit split doors and rip walls. Tear shit off and flip cars. Get on the phone while this shit go off. Be a body dropped in a missed call. You know. Cujo, big dog, bruh man, this fifth floor, some shit, boy. Brand new cars going live, some brand new hoes going live. Running around clip, I'm going live. That money make you feel so alive. Don't bother, don't bother. My whole life, my whole life. My whole life, my whole life. Outside. All I ever wanted was a dollar. Yes, and a couple pretty girls to holler. Now don't bother, don't bother.
Shit get real, really real, real fast. Leave that.
Brand new cars going live. Some brand new hoes going live. Running around clip, I'm going live. That money make you feel so alive. No. Don't bother.